A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Remember how for 40 years now the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert, so as to test you by affliction and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments? He therefore let you be afflicted with hunger and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your fathers, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. Do not forget the Lord, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your fathers." The word of the Lord. Jerusalem, praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat, he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth, swiftly runs his word.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the cup of blessing that we bless, Is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled amongst themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm guessing most of you understand what I mean when I say a movie trailer. You know, a preview of a movie is called a movie trailer. You've seen them on TV as ads, or sometimes you're on the internet and they'll pop up on the side playing next to whatever article it is you're trying to read. You know, kind of advertising a movie that's coming up. And you can tell from the trailer, from the mood, from the sound, or maybe from the actors and actresses that are in it, what kind of movie it is that's being promoted. Might be an action adventure, might be a romance, you know, love story, might be a mystery detective story, might be a comedy. But the preview gives you a hint of what's to come. Well, we have sort of the same thing in Scripture. And scholars who study the Bible point to things in the Old Testament and say these are what we call types. That's a big fancy theological word. It means a preview. Something in the Old Testament that points to something in the New Testament finds its fulfillment there. We have a really big one today for the solemnity of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, also known as Corpus Christi, as Father pointed out. The day's not named after the very popular spring break city in Texas. That is Latin for the body of Christ. And so today is a solemnity in honor of our belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, the actual changing of the bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the preview of coming attractions from the Old Testament was our first scriptural reading today, Moses talking about manna. And the Jews called the manna the bread that came down from heaven. Moses reminds the people that God gave them manna to sustain them on their long journey from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. Bread for the journey. This is the type, the preview, that is, for the Eucharist in the New Testament. Because the Eucharist is a gift to God from us, the bread come down from heaven, that sustains us in our pilgrim journey here on earth, as we learn how to know, love, and serve God. And we believe that it is his actual body and blood. Although, as Tantum Ergo, the hymn says, our senses fail us. We look at it and all we still see is a little piece of bread, a little bit of wine. You know, there were polls that came out recently that said a shocking number of people did not believe in the real presence, did not believe that the body and blood were there, that the transformation, the transubstantiation is the big fancy word for it, when the priest consecrates the host and the wine. I have to ask you, if you don't believe what the church teaches, if you don't believe that this is actually the body and blood of Christ, then do you think Jesus lied to us all? Because that's what you're saying. Jesus told us it was, and that it is, his body and his blood. If it's not his body and his blood, what are we doing here? Are we all just a bunch of nice people sitting around thinking nice thoughts and maybe having a nice little snack before we split up and go home? If you were a little bit offended by that last statement, good. I hope you feel a little unnerved. You get a little bit of the idea of what the Jews who first heard Jesus talk about this felt. What's this guy saying? He wants us to eat his body and drink his blood? That's cannibalism. That is so out there for Jews. No, we don't do that. Okay? Furthermore, this would have really perturbed them because, you see, blood was something they considered sacred to God. They would never drink the blood. They did. Think of all these times in the Old Testament when you hear what you're supposed to do to become ritually clean after coming into contact with blood. And the reason for it is actually kind of simple. They didn't understand the scientific explanation of blood that we know today, that it circulates through the body, bringing oxygen and nutrition to the various parts of our body to keep us healthy, to keep us moving. But what they did know was that if you let enough blood out of a living creature, it would die. So they logically reasoned that blood was the essence of life. Blood was how God put life into something. Therefore, blood was sacred to God. So when they had sacrifices for making covenants with God, for example, they used animal sacrifices. They didn't use human sacrifices. And during these sacrifices, the blood of the animal that was sacrificed would be poured over the altar. The animal would be divided up. Part of it would be burned up as an offering to God, and the rest would then be consumed by the priest, by the people. The act of consuming what was offered bound you to the covenant. By participating in the eating of the sacrifice, you became part of the covenant. And so it was that Jesus used this covenantal sacrifice as the means of inaugurating his covenant, the new covenant. His body, his blood were the sacrifices for the covenant. And our participating in that binds us in the new covenant. We will be God's people. The Lord will be our God. And we are saved by Jesus' actions. The Father told you a little bit, I don't have time to go into all the miracles of the Eucharist, but yes, when they've been tested, where a host will actually turn into real flesh, it's been heart muscle. The blood type has been AB positive. As he said, the universal recipient. You can go online and read about it. Google search for miracles of the Eucharist. You'll be astounded. There's hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. It is the means our Lord set up for us to participate throughout all time in his one sacrifice at the Last Supper. That's astounding. That's amazing. It's truly awesome when you think about it. And for something so astounding, amazing, and awesome, we owe our absolute reverence and respect. We need to show that reverence and respect as we come into the church, and how we dress, how we prepare ourselves when we come here, how we assume an attitude of reverence when we walk through the door. Because, you know, when you walk in and you see that red candle, you know what that means? That Jesus is physically present in the tabernacle. That's what that red light's for. It's not just a fancy decoration. It means something. It means our Lord is physically present in the Eucharist. So we can have that attitude of holy fear, holy respect, all throughout the Mass, from the moment we enter to the moment we leave. We can especially show it in how we receive the Eucharist. You do have the choice between receiving on your tongue or receiving on your hand. But if you're going to receive on your tongue, don't just little bit sticking out. make room for the Lord. You know, make room for him. If you're going to receive in your hand, as they say, make a throne for the Lord out of your hand. Nice, open throne that you can receive on. Don't go snatching out, not clawing, not grabbing, but be respectful. This is the Lord who has come to us. When the minister of Holy Communion is holding up that host and you gaze on it in that moment, and the minister says, the body of Christ. Your response, your amen, is not just amen, not just yeah, not just that's nice, but amen. An amen that not only believes thus it is or so be it, but I believe. And not even that. You guys know Father Mike Schmitz? He's the guy that's very popular right now. He's done the Bible in a Year and the Catechism in a Year podcast on the internet. Really popular guy. Do you know what he says about that amen? He says it should shake the rafters. And that what it means is, I stake my life on it. I'll go in one better. I stake my eternal soul upon it. So when the priest here raises up that consecrated host, this is my body, the Eucharist, the body and blood of our Lord. Our participation binds us in the new covenant, and it strengthens us for our pilgrim journey here on earth until we finally come to our eternal reward in heaven. In a sense, the Eucharist is for us another preview of what's to come. A preview, the greatest adventure, the greatest mystery, the greatest love story that is our God. Amen?
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 Amen.
God love you.